This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, what the heck, and being part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting. And what a crazy, crazy news day, right? I mean, all the Kavanaugh stuff just filling up the day. You gotta kind of go, I mean, I guess it's not really news. I mean, you have to go to one of the ABC, CBS kind of thing to get some kind of information. I don't want to call it news. Let's call it information. How's that? That'll make everybody happy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. I mean, you can read the stories that we have posted. You can join the weekly newsletter. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics going to be discussing, that kind of stuff, and maybe even give you a hint as to what's going to happen on a day-by-day basis. You know what? Is it Facebook is the only place that has it right now? We're testing out a text program, okay? And it'll let you know when the show's coming up, who's coming up, when's coming up, that kind of stuff. So if you have access to Facebook, you go to our Facebook page. Does it say text on there? Easy text? Texting? Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't care about anything else right now. Perfect. That's all I care about. All right. There you go. So, all this outrage. Have you guys, I mean, I don't know, unless you've been in a coma, have you caught all this outrage on the accusation on Kavanaugh? Right? And as this starts to play out, the woman is now, the professor's now scrambling. Now, let's be clear here. If he truly did something to her, if she can prove that he truly did something to her, then he needs to be punished for it. But the first witness that she said was there, which I find it hard to believe that she can remember who might have sort of kind of might have been in the room at the time, but she doesn't know where the room was. She doesn't know where the house was. She doesn't know when it happened. But it happened. So the first quote-unquote witness that she claimed was there, the one that tackled Kavanaugh, if you would, says unequivocally in a letter to the Senate, I wasn't there. It didn't happen. I don't know anything about it. The second witness that she pulled out of thin air to keep it clean said basically the same thing. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I heard that it did. What a field day I could have with that if the courts would take that as an answer. So we have two named witnesses. One equivocally says, no, no way, no how. I wasn't anywhere near the place. The other one says, no, I didn't see it myself, but I heard about it. But she said, the professor, I refuse to use her name. But she came out and said, I wish I could find that thing. Let's see. She didn't tell anybody. Did you tell somebody or didn't you tell somebody? So she lied again. How could she pass a lie detector test? I mean, there's three lies right there already. So either you told somebody or you didn't tell somebody. Now, you said you told no one. Did you tell no one or did you tell no one plus one or minus one? I'd love to be the attorney working this on Monday. Now she's decided she doesn't want to show up. She wants the FBI to do the investigation. It's already done 6 times. And today, as you look at, as I started looking at what they do for those investigations, they go all the way back, in most of the investigations they did on him, they go all the way back to when he was in kindergarten. Do you not believe that at this point in time, if somebody had come forward, if they didn't, I mean, again, they must be the most inept law enforcement group on the planet. Just help me understand. I don't get it. You want to trust them. You want to believe in everything that they do. They tell you they did this 6 times. There's nothing there. They don't want to do it again because there's nothing there. It's not within the jurisdiction, but whatever. I mean, I could do this all day long. But you got nothing. Absolutely. You don't have a character that this plays out over 35 years with. Right? You've got 65 women that work closely with him, that have known him for decades. Doesn't display this kind of character. Not this kind of person. And what I love about this is the self-righteous pieces of work on the left that are coming forward now screaming that this has to be investigated. The FBI needs to get on this. But they're quiet about Keith Ellison. Not a word. Right? And there are 911 tapes. The woman has come out and said that she alleges domestic abuse. All right? Karen Moynihan, a former girlfriend, came forward last month alleging that Ellison sent her threatening text messages, once screamed obscenities at her as he dragged, are you hearing this? As he dragged her off the bed by her feet. That's called assault. All right? Ellison denied the accusation, saying never behaved this way. He did acknowledge he was in a relationship with the woman. And the allegation didn't lead to any immediate action against the congressman, except for the announcement that by the DNC, they would review them and get back to us. We're still waiting for them to get back to us. Now, Moynihan slammed the Democrats for its response to her allegations when compared to its treatment of Christine Blasey Ford. So here's you know, if I was her, I'd have a field day with this. Oh, too bad. Okay, here she is. What's the deal? What's the difference? Help me. Here's two women who claim to have been assaulted, right? And what's happened? What's happened? And what is the only common denominator between the two? I'll let you think about that during the break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
Or
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Of course, the way he moved, you couldn't touch him. I mean, you could get your hands on him. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Before I bring the guests on, I want to finish up. Did you guys figure out what the difference was between Ellison and Brett, Kavanaugh and Keith Ellison? Why is it that both women, okay, now Keith says, yes, I went out with her. I don't remember any of that happening. So the DNC was supposed to check into it. They've done nothing. They've done absolutely nothing. They haven't got back to the woman about it. And you won't hear anything about it. This guy's running for attorney general in the state. Brett Kavanaugh, on the other hand, who's been checked out by the FBI 6 times. And you know a couple of those times, they went all the way back to kindergarten for him. Julio Rivera joins me, the conservative Rican. Also, Julio, tell him everything you've done, because I don't have the time to do it.
I've done when today or just in general?
Just in life. Let's start off with you about three or four, right? No.
Okay,
I mean,
well, I'm one heck of a high school baseball player. Oh,
Did you know Kavanaugh in high school? I mean, just
I could tie a nice Twins or not. I could do a lot of things, Joe. I mean, you got to get specific.
Well, you know? you're a regular on Newsmax, right? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to.
No, I do that. I'm a writer. I'm a political columnist. You know all those things. I write for all the big sites. You know, I'm at all the events. Shadowing Joe Messina usually.
Don't do that.
As I hit those events,
because when they shoot at me, you might get hurt. So you just want to be careful.
Well, that's why I hang out with you, because I know that, you know, if the bullet comes, you know, I can just hide behind you.
I'm bigger than you.
Oh, God forbid. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want
to freak out Tammy.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, I'm sure you've been on other shows talking about this, and this is just, like, frosting me to no end. And then Ellison's girlfriend is turning up the heat over the last few days saying, hey, how come I got nothing here? I got no traction, no book deal. I got nothing. And he dragged me off the bed. Okay, and when she told the DNC about it, they said they would check in what they have done. Absolutely nothing. Double standard, or there's nothing there?
Well, listen, you want to go even deeper. She's provided medical records from 2017 from two different doctor's visits. She told them about the abuse, who did it specifically. Her therapist released records regarding, you know, her going through, you know, psychiatric evaluation and all that kind of stuff in relation to being abused and, you know, all that, maybe PTSD, what have you. You know, there's more than enough there to stick on Ellison. Ellison should not even be in the conversation, in the equation. This is the party of the Me Too movement. How could they go ahead and just allow for this to continue on?
Don't you love how righteous, self-righteous these people are, and they have absolutely nothing to be self-righteous about? If this was truly a Me Too movement moment, right? They would suspend him. They would make him resign. They would do what they say they wanted. They would do to us.
Exactly. I mean, look at what happened with Al Franken. That only happened after a long period of scrutiny and severe public pressure for them to finally get Al Franken out. But with Ellison, I don't know what it is. Is he like the golden boy? Is it because he's black? People are afraid to go after him because, you know, they under the guise of, oh, they're being racist. Is that really what this is about?
He's the next big deal for them. You know that. I think you know that, right? I mean, they're hoping he's the next big hit for them. But he's going for attorney general of the state of Illinois. So good luck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But you know what? It would just be another example. I mean, he'd be just another Ted Kennedy, I don't know, just you pick one out of a hat. I mean, these guys are all corrupt. But, I mean, I think it sets a bad precedent by the Democratic Party that they'll go ahead and attack Brett Kavanaugh for something that can't be substantiated. In fact, one of the witnesses supposedly claims that it never happened.
Yep.
But when you've got rock-solid evidence, you've got medical records, you've got that kind of testimony corroborating what this poor woman had to suffer through at the hands of the treacherous Keith Ellison. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He says, but listen, at least Keith admits that he knows her, right? I mean, that's what they're saying. What if Brett Kavanaugh, I believe it, but what if Brett Kavanaugh doesn't know who Ford is, never was there? Maybe it is a case of mistaken identity. I am tired of these people ruining somebody's life because they merely say it. That means that they have to be believed. So the woman is believed at 100%. The man is believed nil, none, right?
Exactly. And, I mean, if you look at Brett Kavanaugh and a picture of Alan Thicke, they kind of look the same. And I'm not saying it's Alan Thicke. But he's not alive, so we can't question him at this point.
Oh, God. Yeah, but this is definitely, I keep telling people, this is definitely the double standard. This is definitely, if it's going to hurt us, then, you know, we push it aside, we don't deal with it. Look, Christina King Miranda is a woman's name. She said she graduated from Horton Arms and knew both Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. Christine Blasey Ford was a year or so behind me. She said, I remember her. She said, I signed this letter because the incident that was spoken about for days afterwards in school, and Kavanaugh should stop lying and own up to it. However,
Oh,
wait a minute. This
really?
Is
that, wait a minute. I got to stop you right there. Really? Isn't that like the game of telephone where something happens amongst high school kids and the story gets passed to one person and then another person, and by the time the whole school knows, it's not even what actually happened? Is this literally what this we're holding up, the Supreme Court vote for the United States of America, holding up the constitutional process for a game of high school telephone?
Yeah. Oh, no, but it gets better. It gets better. So Ford, a few days before that, in an interview with the Washington Post, says she had not spoken. Listen, you ready for this one? She has not spoken with Kavanaugh since that night, and she told no one at the time what happened to her because she was terrified that her parents, she would be in trouble with her parents. So is she lying? Because if she's lying and she did tell everybody, then how do we know that her testimony is real?
Exactly. How do we know any of it's real? You know, and I would say, because I'm not the biggest fan of it, I'd say give her a lie detector test or maybe make her sign a sworn deposition where, you know, if maybe there's something that she hasn't considered and then later on someone contradicts her or something like that, you know, where there's a little more pressure. I need something like that. Get me a sworn affidavit. Get me the results of a lie detector test.
There.
Give me something.
Feinstein even said, I can't guarantee this is true. Really? Then why did you bring it forward?
Exactly. Why don't you vet the information instead of going for the sensationalism of going there and being an obstructionist to the process? We all saw how those protesters behaved a week or so ago. This is all about the show. This is all about the optics headed into this election that we have in about 6 weeks. So
yeah, if this stuff happens, it's very scary. There are many, many, many cases where people do, you know, 10, 15, 20 years in prison, and then the woman comes forward and said, it never happened, I feel really bad. Oh, you feel bad? Then you go to jail for the same amount of time that person went to jail for. Real quick, Julio, where can people find you?
ReactionaryTimes.com, and catch the Austere Constructionist blog at Newsmax.com.
And then soon at Politicon here in Los Angeles.
Hiding behind Joe Messina.
There you go. Hey, thanks so much, Julio. Thanks for being with me.
We're
going to talk about a couple of those cases where women fessed up afterward. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina. You listen to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Conway, South Carolina to tour the damage from Hurricane Florence. Now, before leaving for South and North Carolina, the president talked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations being waged against him.
I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump surveying the damage in North. The woman who helped her husband kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 has been released from prison. Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars. Her husband remains in prison serving a life sentence for Smart's abduction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the process, if you would. Okay? And I'm not kidding you. Because if you're not, if you're just sitting there like a bump on the log, what are you learning? What are you going to fix? Well, how are you going to help us get it taken care of? It's really that simple. So you need to get informed. Then you need to engage. And then you need to go out and do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. I would love it if a sane Dem, would call and talk with me about how do you, at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, how do you justify this? So you have Brett Kavanaugh, who hasn't been accused of this in his adult life, not one time. You have 65 women that have worked with him for years say he's nothing more than he's a Boy Scout. He's so good. You have one person that comes out and accuses him of sexual assault or something along those lines. No witnesses. Can't tell you where it happened, when it happened. Are we serious here? And the two witnesses she calls out, both of them flake on her. Not out of fear. Neither one of them says, I'm not willing to testify because, I don't want to be. No, they both said the same thing. It didn't happen. Well, the first one said I wasn't there. Didn't say that it didn't happen. I wasn't there, so therefore I'd have no way to know if it happened. After Fox said she was there. See what I mean? This goes round and round as a part of a lie. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's a lie fest. They're grabbing at straws in the very last second, in the very last hour of the process. Here's how it works. She doesn't show up because she's trying to force the FBI to do an investigation that they've already done six times. Then they should go ahead and they should confirm him as a judge, period. And then what they should do is appeal at the Supreme Court. I don't know. I thought it was funny. Another witness identified by Kavanaugh's accuser comes forward and denies the whole thing ever happened. Palo Alto University professor Christine Blasley Ford Her allegations that she was sexually assaulted 36 years ago by Kavanaugh just took another hit. But you don't hear this from the Dem side, and you won't hear this on mainstream media. In her allegation, four named Georgetown prep student Patrick Smith and Mark Judge as witnesses of the alleged assault. You can find this on Sarah Palin's home site, but you can find, you know, all you got to do is, you know, just Google another witness bites the dust. It's all over the place. You'll see the story everywhere. CNN reports that Smith has now come forward and has openly denied every aspect of the allegation in the statement. See, now it comes from CNN, so you know it's true now, right? Patrick Smith attended Georgetown Prep, according to the report, an all-boys school in North Bethesda, Maryland, alongside Kavanaugh. Both men graduated in 83. Smith signed a letter this summer before allegations against Kavanaugh were made public, testifying that Kavanaugh is singly qualified to be an associate justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, along with dozens of other school alumni. Eric Bruce, who's representing Smith, authorized a letter to the Senate Judiciary Chairman, Chuck Grassley, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, and other top Democrats on the committee. CNN was able to get a copy of the letter. See, they thought they had something. We got him. Oh no, wait a minute. This says he's a good guy. What about that? Now, Smith says he's never seen any improper conduct from Kavanaugh. Matter of fact, the statement went in the opposite direction. The statement went on to say, I just said that I've been identified by Dr. Christine Blasley Ford as the person who remembers... The person she remembers as PJ, who supposedly was present at the party she described in her statement to the Washington Post. Smith said in a statement to the committee, I am issuing this statement today to make it clear, crystal clear. You got to have to hire somebody to help you misunderstand this. And to all involved, I have no knowledge of the party in question. There's strike one. I have no knowledge of the party. In other words, I never was at a party with her or him. I don't know what she's talking about. He goes on to say, nor do I have any knowledge of the allegations of the improper conduct that she's leveled against Brett Kavanaugh. Two, wouldn't he have knowledge? If he tackled Kavanaugh, if he jumped on Kavanaugh to get him off of her, as she said he did, wow, this story, this is like, isn't this like Hillary Clinton's way to duck bullets, you know, on the tarmac? Remember that one? That was a great one. That's one for all time. So if she... So there's strike two, right? And for me, strike three is real simple. You lied. You are now not credible anymore. I don't care if she passed the lie detector test. Because, you know, I'm not even so sure those are admissible in court anymore because they're so easy to beat. Personally speaking, I have known Brett Kavanaugh, he said, since high school, and I know him to be a person of great integrity, a great friend, and I have never witnessed any improper conduct by Brett towards women. To safeguard my own privacy and anonymity, I respectfully request the committee accept a statement in response to any inquiry the committee may have. Right? Don't you love this? But they don't care about this, which tells me, frankly and honestly, they don't care about the truth. They want to hang this guy at any cost. They don't care about the truth. You know what this is like? No, I mean, remember I told you these cases come up all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. And it's sad. People go to jail over this stuff. You can call this bittersweet, but a high school football star who was once one of the most highly sought-after athletes in the nation has had a rape charge dropped against him after the woman confessed... Now, this is the beauty. This brain surgeon confesses on Facebook that it never happened. The rape never happened. All right? Brian Banks, who's now 26 years old, spent 6 years in prison. When you heard that, he broke down crying when the prosecutors moved to have the case dismissed. It's too late. He spent 6 years of his life in prison. We owe him something. Yes, we. Because we jumped all over this. We took her. Is she going to do 6 years now? I think she should do twice the time. 12 years. Look. This is more towards the women. You want to be taken seriously. You want us to protect you. You want to make sure that these kind of things shouldn't happen to you. And I agree with you. They shouldn't happen to you. Nobody should ever force themselves on you. But when you chisel away at this and belittle this and you've taken one of the most egregious offenses that happened on the planet, and you're using it as a tool to hold over people. Not all of you, I get it. But where are the feminists? Where are the women on this that are outraged? Where are the women calling for her to be put in jail? I think you should get twice the amount of time that he got. That's how you stop it. You know, it's one thing when you make an accusation is true and you were truly raped and it was a rape kit, it was, you know, and all that other stuff. And today with DNA, it's a lot easier to convict somebody. But when you show up 4 months later and you say I was raped by so-and-so, and there's no rape kit, it's way too long to do any of that, and you can't find anybody to prove it, but because the jury feels bad for you, they put somebody in jail this long, you deserve that time. You've taken 6 years away, and sometimes longer than that. But this woman took more than 6 years away from this guy. This woman took his life away from him. And the reason I say that is because he had a promising career in front of him, and nobody will ever touch this man again, even though he's been proven innocent. I hope that a business, that whatever, sees it in their heart to reach out to this guy and help him. And again, somebody will have a field day. Somebody's going to write about that and have a field day with it against me. But again, where's the equality? Where's that ever-loving equality you keep talking about? You level false charges against me, you're done. You should be done. It should be that simple. So now you got Brett Kavanaugh again. I'm just trying to paint a picture here. The one person comes out and says he did this, and now all the Dems want him gone. Right? He should quit now on the spot. And the two witnesses put up, neither one of them were there and saw it. Neither one of them. She says one story that she didn't tell anybody, another story, people around her saying that they were talking about it for days. Which is it? And was it him? You know what I mean? This just goes on. So she right now, in my mind's eye, she is pegged as a liar. She is pegged as somebody who is not trustworthy. Yet you have another woman, Karen Monahan, girlfriend of Keith Ellison. Not only she can peg it, she's got proof. She's got all kinds of stuff. And where are the Democrats? Where are the outraged Democrats? There aren't any. It's fake rage. And it's only aimed at the right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a little bit.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them.
Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
I was born / made to wave the flag. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for, you know, spending time with us, paying attention. Paying attention is always a good thing. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. You can sign up for our weekly email blast, where you simply just get some information on what's going on in the show, guests, potential topics, and you get to check out our sponsors. Please check out our sponsors when you're up there on the site. All right. I'm going to get right back to this because I want to finish this up. I don't want to carry this over to the next hour. Look, two quick things I want to throw at you. October 4th, if you have kids, grandkids, public school, is Bring Your Bible to School Day. Doesn't mean bring it to school and, you know, jump up on the highest fence and start screaming about Jesus. That's not what it's for. So don't get us in trouble. Right? But it's bring your Bible to school. I mean, kids these days, they're not afraid to bring anything to school. Right? I mean, pretty much they bring anything to school, including dope and drugs. I mean, seriously. So if you have a child, you have encouraged them to live out their faith. Encourage them not to be fearful of what they believe. Encourage them. Matter of fact, you can even encourage them to show that they're not afraid of. Now, I don't know where this product is anymore, but remember I used to buy them for the kids. They were magazines that looked like Bibles. Remember those? Yeah, they're really cool. And they look like, you know, girl teeny bopper girl magazines, or they look like you know, boy magazines. But it was the actual New Testament. So maybe you need to find those at your local Christian bookstore, and that's one thing they can bring. But they can bring that on any day. I'm talking about actually bringing your Bible to school. October 4th, give it some thought. You don't have to pray about it because God's okay with His Word being all over the place. I love some of my opening Christians. Well, you know, I'll pray on that because that might be a potential problem. Well, Jesus was a potential problem, and he had no problem with it. If you have to pray about bringing your Bible to school, I'm not so sure you really understand the whole message. All right, so I'll move on off of that so I don't get crazy with that. Also, Team Duncan had their first broadcast tonight, so you may want to go check that out on their webcast. It's the Conservative Gen, Conservative G-E-N, Conservative, because I don't talk so good, conservativegen.com. Check them out later on after my show. That's how it works. Sorry, Corey and Anna. Anyway, to move on with it, Corey was accused of, no. Keith Ellison. There's a second woman who has come forward. So remember what I was trying to say to you before was there's a pattern with Kavanaugh. And the pattern is he doesn't act like that. That's what the pattern is. But with Ellison, the pattern is he does act like that. It's really that simple. Did you send me that? Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, never mind. So now Keith Ellison has a second one that has come out and talked about his verbal abuse, short temper, and what have you. Right? When you think about this, Keith was considered a favorite to win the five-way Democratic primary for Attorney General in Minnesota. And then he was accused of abuse by another girlfriend, or a girlfriend. Now, Saturday night, the son of Ellison's ex-girlfriend, Karen Monahan, wrote a lengthy Facebook post. This is the second time that he had been publicly accused of domestic violence. Another woman by the name of Amy Louise Alexander spoke out in 2006. They poo-pooed her. Now, think about that. 2006, and they still got behind him. See, this is why I say to you, you want to talk about somebody showing you their character, showing you how they're going to operate and what they believe? They do not stop their own from doing this. If he was accused in 2006, which is recent memory, wasn't 35 years, plenty of stuff to go on, how did they let him run for DNC chair? How did they do that? How they let him run, period. But let's just say he already ran, they didn't ask him to step down, and they let him go for higher office. Double and triple standards. Right? She went public with her account that he verbally abused her while they were having an affair. An affair? You hearing that? She said he grabbed and pushed her during an argument. Ellison, of course, denies the whole thing ever happened. He even denies having a relationship with her. Sound familiar? So if they want to take Brett out, this guy's got to go too. Agreed? I mean, would that be true equality? There's several similarities between the account. Both women were involved in Minnesota progressive politics. They were described described Ellison as a guy that loses his temper, and he uses threats and verbal harassment along with violence to gain control. But unlike other cases in the Me Too era, where the media outlets and in many cases have asserted that women endured sexual harassment assault, not in this case, not in either one of these. Isn't that great? So they stick up for their own. They cover for their own. That's why I said to you, it's fake outrage. There's nothing truthful about it. So when they look at you and say, see, you got to have these lined up. This is why I said you have to study, you have to think, you have to write this stuff down, you have to read this stuff. So when they sit there and start talking to you about their righteousness, about no man should, women should be taken seriously, okay, start running down these and say, well, do you take these women seriously? Or do you not take them seriously because they're coming out against a Democrat? Why didn't you take these women seriously? Why didn't you take the accusation seriously? right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's really sad that you have to go through that length. And they won't answer you. Don't worry about it. You won't have to fight with them. They won't answer you. And if they say to you, if they start using... I'm going to love this next time I'm on CNN or something like that. When they say to you, why do you have to go so far back? Why are you pulling stuff out of the behind there? You know, I'm going to look at them and say, well, geez, Kavanaugh, I think it was 35 years ago. Nobody remembers it. Nobody, you know, nothing came out of it then. So why do you have to go back 35 years? They don't want to hear any of that. When I talk about Billy Bob Clinton, they don't want to hear any of that either, because that was back then. So they play with two different playbooks. Their playbook has everything to do with what cuts them slack. Their playbook has everything to do with what nails a Republican, conservative, or religious person, well, I shouldn't say that, a Jew or Christian, to the wall. Anything else is fine. Everything else is anything else goes. It's irritating as heck. And the biggest reason it's irritating is because there are people out there not doing their homework. They don't know about this. And they're going to vote for the guy anyway. They're going to help the guy out, vote for him, make it okay, whatever. Whatever terminology you want to use. Monahan, when she slammed the Democratic Party for its response to her allegations, now compared to what's going on with Christine Ford, still no response. What's it going to... Maybe they have somebody working in the communications department. I don't know. I just thought I'd ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, the other day was Constitution Day. And I love doing, you know, I love doing stories about it. I love finding out where the kids are at, you know, with it, whether it's elementary, high school, or even college for that matter. I don't think our kids know much about, you know, the American, the Constitution as a whole, right? And when you think about this, when you think about what that Constitution means to us, give it some real serious thought here. When you think about what that Constitution actually means to us, and that these kids who are calling for socialism or communism, and don't realize the reason they can call for socialism or communism, the reason they can protest in the streets, is because of that Constitution. The bylaws of the country, if you would. But they want to do away with it. What they don't realize is they could be shot almost immediately after doing away with it, because you can't protest the government at that point. So, you know, you see all these protests. Another year, and we're going to see all protests this year, too. You see all the affronts to free speech, freedom of expression, or whatever they're calling it nowadays, out on college campuses. Should any of us really be surprised? The majority of students now believe that hate speech, which is not defined under U.S. law, which they should at some point. I don't know how you define it, though. I really don't. I mean, because everybody's attitude or level of hate, just like bullying, everybody's level of bullying is different, or what they believe to be bullying. Should we be surprised by all of this? Now, there's no reason we should expect college students to be able to make sound constitutional arguments when they don't even know the content of the First Amendment. How could that happen? How many times have you talked to a young person and you've used some words you know they don't understand? And I don't know, you guys probably don't do it. But I'll come back around and go, do you know what this means?
No.
Then why did you say yes? Why did you agree with what I was saying when you have no clues of what that word means? You can't succeed that way. There's no way you can succeed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More great news for America. Well, that's what Gerard Lomero says, Dr. Gerard Lomero. He'll be on with me in the next hour. He says we still got it. We still got the House. We still got the Senate. And obviously, we're going to keep the presidency. I'm Joe Messina. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a little bit.